coming out of the timeout to the chance of the ever-familiar Beat L.A. 1 second remaining in the regular season, possibly. Out to Kobe. Fall away high.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Tyler, and I'm with Sheldon, and we are the Overtime Talk. Due to the past tragedy that happened this recent Sunday morning of us losing a legend, not only on the basketball court but also off it, we have been very, very stagnant on doing the podcast for these past couple days.
Definitely a tragedy in the sports world. We lost a great one on Sunday. And just like everybody else, we're feeling this one. Kobe was a great person, a great superstar, and gave us his all, and we're really going to miss him.
I think personally, with Kobe, that hurts the most is that I feel like he came out every day and did what he was supposed to, and as somebody who coaches, I feel like he's the type of player that you want consistently on your team, fighting for, is not only right, but also, like I said, he's fighting for something that's right on and off the court. I think this is a huge tragedy. I can't only say Kobe dying and his beautiful, beautiful daughter Gianna dying. There was other families that were on that. John Altobelli, I'm sorry if I say your name wrong. Your wife, Kristen, your daughter, Alyssa, Christina Mauser, the pilot, Ara, I believe his name was. I don't know his last name. And the other two, the daughter and the mother. My heart goes out to all your families. I think it's super tragic. And just something that is not expected. You kiss your daughter goodbye in the morning, wish her best of luck in her game, and hope that she does well. And then you kiss your husband, tell him the same thing, and see him when you get home, and they don't come home. I think that is sickening inside. I haven't had any past couple days, and I just think we have to... I think it's only right for us, for Sheldon, to literally name you everything that Kobe has accomplished.
Everything that Kobe has accomplished. But, like, a lot of you guys probably heard this already, right? You know what I'm saying? I just want to talk a little bit before I start talking about Kobe's, you know, statistics. We'll get to that. I want to talk a little more about the Kobe the man, you know? Kobe the man was a great man. Like,
he
Box.
Was a great man.
We grew up watching him. There was no Mike for us. It was a little bit of Mike, but we watched Mike on the way out.
Let me tell you the difference about Kobe Bryant compared to any other star in the NBA that
ever
played in his time. Want me to tell you the one thing that separates him from everything?
What was it?
Kobe played against every star in their prime.
Yes.
Teams that were in their prime,
yes,
he went against. And that is where you have to cross the line of good, great, and legend.
Legendary.
Legendary. Kobe Bryant was legendary. Mamba.
The Black
was legendary.
Mamba. Let me tell you something.
And Mambacita was going to be legendary.
Do you remember everybody, all the talk? You know what I'm saying? Shaq was hurt by this, and Shaq is hurt by this. You know what I'm saying?
Forget Shaq.
But do you remember when everybody said he couldn't get it done without Shaq?
And he did.
And he comes in. But this is one thing about a great player. A great player gets people to come play with him. Kobe Bryant stayed with the Lakers for 20 years.
20
years.
Didn't
go anywhere else. You know what I'm saying? Played his ass off for 20 years for the same team.
Did you see Jerry West?
Yes.
That is heartbreaking. Jerry West took him in at 17 years old into the big city of L.A., a young guy from Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
Who didn't know the big city.
He didn't know.
He came to L.A. Jerry West put him under his wing Jerry West is the NBA logo, and Jerry West told him, well, told the NBA, I have no problem with you changing it to Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant, not only just that, Kobe Bryant off the court was about to be the same Kobe Bryant
that he was on the court.
That he was on the court.
His daughter, oh, God rest her soul. That's what kills me the most. I think that's what touches my heart the most, is that Gigi Gianna Bryant died with the number one person she loved the most. Not saying she did not love her mother.
Yes.
She loved her mother dearly. But her and her dad had that father-daughter bond that was unbreakable. And that's what is literally hurting me the most, to figure out why was this decision made? What did he think? Why was this better? Did they need him up there? I don't understand that. And God has a reason for everything, and you don't question it. I don't think God could let one live without the other. I think if God had to take one, he had to take both.
I hear you.
And
God had to take everybody how they took everybody.
And my heart goes out, like I said, to those families, to Vanessa Bryant.
Oh, man.
You know, now you're a single mother raising three daughters. I condone you. I literally
sing you our support, our love.
Our love. And I know you don't know us from a hole in the wall.
I see.
But you have a lot of love all over the world. I want you to know you have an extra, 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 extra amount of love from Westchester, New York, from the Overtime Talk.
Loves you, Vanessa.
We have been diehard Kobe fans since he's came into the league.
And you were a part of Kobe's life, so guess what? You're a part of our life.
Your daughter, you know, Bianca,
If you guys are ever in Austin, New York, and y'all need a place to crash, y'all can stay on my couch.
And I know that wouldn't happen, but, you know, realistically,
that's how much love y'all got right now.
I just hope God helps you guys get through it as much as possible. Just know we are praying with you. We love you. And
love
our thoughts are with all of you. At a belly family, the son and the daughter, you guys lost your whole family in a snap of a finger. I can't imagine what you're going through.
Our love is with you, too.
Our love is with you. Christina Mauser, I think her husband's name is Scott Mauser.
Mauser.
I can't believe what I a single father now raising three daughters, and I seen your interview talking about, you know, how do I raise these daughters without their mother, man. I think you are very capable of doing it. It's going to be crazy hard, but your kids need you, man, and your wife.
Hang in there, man.
She was the queen of defense, they said, you know. She knew defense upside down, and just know that she's up above.
She's putting the work in on your defense right now up there, man. And all you got to do is go out there and perform. Man, definitely, man. And I got to touch on something that you said, man. You said, like, Vanessa, I know you don't know us personally, but the way we feel about this loss is like we lost somebody close, man. He wasn't just any player. Like, he was that player.
I loved Kobe Bryant. And like I said, I like Kobe Bryant through everything he's done. Everything Kobe Bryant's done. Everything Kobe Bryant has finished in his career. And that's what the greatest thing is. Kobe Bryant finished in his career everything that he wanted to accomplish.
Yes.
He did everything. His list of achievements are beyond... They're unmatchable
yeah.
At some points. They're unmatchable. And I just want to say, as a wife, you should be honored that your husband has done anything like that. And you should be proud, because I honestly feel that he wouldn't have been able to achieve any of that without your support.
Amen.
And taking, you know, taking the route of being that mother that had to beat her kids. And I know he was a family man too, but, you know, when I'm traveling for games and everything like that, like, you literally deserve everything in the world. And I know right now it feels like you have nothing in the world. because your beautiful daughter has been taken, your husband has been taken. You know, that the two milestone pieces in your family were destroyed. Your daughter had a phenomenal career ahead of her. I mean, she would have never... I think she wanted she wanted to go to UConn. That would have been a no-brainer.
She definitely wanted to go to the NBA.
She would have made it to the UConn without a question. She would have made it to the NBA, and that's because I feel like your whole family has a different outlook on life. You have that Mamba mentality, and it's not like a joke. It's not where people say, you know, the Mamba mentality is not real. No, that shit is real.
That shit is real.
And you have it. Your whole family has it.
Let me tell you something.
That's how I know you guys will be able to get through it.
Let me tell you something. That Mamba, and I know they know what the Mamba is, but that Mamba kills you slow. And when I watched her husband out there playing that basketball, man, he killed all his opponents slow. Like, let me tell you something. Kobe, I don't know, man, and I battled with it. And I didn't watch Mike, so I'm not going to talk about it. But when I watched that man do on the court, I've never seen anybody do.
I'll tell you like this. I don't care who's listening, who's watching, and I'm not just saying this because of this tragedy that happened. Kobe Bryant, in my eyes, in my opinion, is the best basketball player to ever lace up a pair of sneakers.
Thank you.
Kobe Bryant is the best.
And I agree with that.
Best basketball player to ever lace up a pair of sneakers. Yes, there's guys who are in their 30s, you know, the mid-30s, who had the opportunity to watch Michael Jordan, and I'm not disagreeing with you. If you tell me that Michael Jordan is better than Kobe, your argument is legit, because I'm not going to sit here and argue with you.
Kobe took a lot of his pain from Mike.
Yeah, and Kobe Bryant, in my opinion, was the best basketball player ever to play basketball, and that would be my opinion forever.
Yeah.
And like I said, this has nothing to do with his tragedy. Nope. It has to do with what the guy stood for, how he played, and how, look, we losing him
has affected the world.
The world. I mean, there's soccer players.
Neymar.
There's soccer players. There's tennis players. There's basketball players, football players,
teenage kids. There's fucking so many people feeling this.
You have high school basketball games doing 24-second shot clocks and eight seconds behind half court just to show to Kobe Bryant. There's teams that are changing their numbers in the NBA just on their own.
People are giving up 24.
Spencer Dinwiddie on the Knicks, on the Nets. He gave up number 8 on the Nets. I don't know what number he's going to turn to, but he's not going to be that no more. It's just, it's a beautiful thing, man. It's really beautiful.
Respect.
It's when they say, you know, legends never die. It's that name, Kobe Bryant. That name, Kobe Bryant, will never die. That name will never vanish. Those stats will never go away. Nothing will ever change. And, you know, I just, like I said, I don't really have much to say on this podcast because I'm not going to speak on anything else besides Kobe Bryant. But I have to reiterate and say one more time, Vanessa Bryant, Bianca, Natalia, the Adelbelli family, the Mauser family, and Peyton, I think the last name of the other family was. My heart is with you. I'm thinking about you every night. I haven't got sleep in 3 days because of this. I love you all, and I really, really hope you guys can recover from this horrible tragedy soon. And I just pray to God that God is with you every step of the way.
Definitely. God be with you guys. Man, if we go into his accomplishments, man, this guy has done everything that you can imagine. 5 championships, 15 All-Star Game appearances, 4 All-Star Game MVPs, 2 NBA Finals Award MVPs, single season MVP award. Man, his list, like we said, it goes on and on, guys. But I just want to talk, before we get into more accolades about Kobe, what's your favorite Kobe moment?
My favorite Kobe moment has to be, honestly, he's had so many in his career,
but you're right.
My favorite one of his all time was against Utah, his last game in the Staples Center when he scored 60 points. That was my favorite because it's the end of his career. Everyone knows what Kobe stood for, so there was nothing for him to prove. Shaq bet him. Well, not bet him. Shaq told him to do 50, and Kobe said to him, man, I don't know about that. We'll see. And he went out and scored 60.
And Haywood said he didn't give him that. He said Kobe would not respect me if I gave him that.
And I just think, you know, that shows the character of somebody right there. That just shows the type of work ethic he had. And when I go back to his wife being his middle ground piece, he wanted to, I was watching an interview with him. He wanted to give up the last game of the season because his body was so tired. He was just like, I'm done. And his wife said, all these people that love you and care for you, they're not looking for you to quit. They're looking for you to finish out strong. And that was the Mamba mentality, and he finished out strong. And I, like I said, he's had numerous amount of games where he scored 81. He had game-winning clutch shots, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. He's done everything around the book. But my favorite all-time and forever will be when Kobe put 60 at home in the Staples Center one last time, and that will be it forever.
Yeah. Kobe, man, my favorite Kobe moment. Honestly, I have a few Kobe situations that I love. I love when he was playing the Kings in the late 90s. Those battles to the early 2000s was amazing, man. Totally fucking amazing. But if I had to pick a moment that was just like, wow, who is this guy? When I was a little kid, it was the Kings. It was their battles to the three-headed monster in Boston. Those were great times, man. Like, any of those moments. Up until, like you said, the 60 as his last game, the game he scored 81. These games were watching. This was literally watching a mastermind at his craft. Like, I don't even know what else to say about it. Like, totally fucking crazy, man. I have moments where I'm just trying to deal with, how does God take somebody like that, you know? But it was crazy. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully he's in a better place than all the people that, you know, lost their life that day. And his daughter. His moments, man. His moments were great. But now to get into a little bit more of the accolades that Kobe has achieved in his lifetime. He has the three-peat with Shaq, 2000, 2001, 2002. This was a great time. You know what I'm saying? That Shaq and Kobe bond was really good. But man, Shaq and Kobe time, I was just reflecting on the 2000, 2001, 2002 three-peat.
2001, 2002. Hell yeah, that was fucking one of the greatest times. That was one of the greatest that Kobe's ever done.
Ever.
And that's the thing though too. Shaq on the team or not, I give Kobe credibility, but I also give Shaq credibility too, because that dynamic duo was insane. Shaq was unstoppable down low. Kobe was unstoppable on the perimeter. But when they won it back-to-back, it was sick. It definitely was.
And then they won it back-to-back against when they played Boston. And they played the three-headed monster.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? It was Pau Gasol a Shaq? No. He was a finesse big man, but he still scored.
He did very well.
He did very well. Probably played the best in his career during those times.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But who else do you give credit to? Kobe was literally an assassin. And it's because of his work ethic. Would not let anybody outbeat him.
I watched something with Allen Iverson, right?
Oh.
Allen Iverson said his rookie year, they were out in they were in Philly. Kobe was out there. No, they were in L.A., I'm sorry. Kobe picked them up. They went to go get some dinner, right? Chit-chatting, talking and stuff. He said they got back to the hotel room about 10:30-ish, 10:45, to the hotel. Kobe was dropping them off. Kobe said, all right, man, I'll see you tomorrow, because they had a game tomorrow.
Against each other.
Kobe said, oh, what are you about to do, man? Allen said, oh, I'm about to hit the club. I'm about to go out, man. It's beautiful out here in L.A. He said, what are you about to do, Kobe? Kobe said, oh, I'm about to go hit the gym and work out. So Kobe was in the gym
Everybody was out partying.
While everybody was out partying. And then I watched another interview with Kobe. Not with Kobe. I'm sorry. It was with... God damn it. What player was on his team his rookie year? I'm sorry. Dwayne Wade.
Oh.
So... It was the Olympic team.
Okay.
When Dwayne Wade made the team, his first time, Kobe and them, and the Olympic team had their own gym workout, everything like they usually do, and Kobe was out in the gym working out. Dwayne Wade said he got in the gym, and it was just them two. Kobe was on one side, Dwayne Wade was on the other side. So they were working out. He said they didn't really say much to each other. They were just working out. Before Kobe left, Kobe said to him, he was like, keep working, young man. You're gonna become something one day. Walked out. Dwayne Wade just took it like, yeah, okay. Kept working out. Next day in practice, they had a contest who could sit in a push-up position the longest. The whole team got down and started doing it. People started dropping. And the last two left were Dwayne Wade and Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant said to Kevin Garnett, I believe. Kevin Garnett. Kobe said, damn. I'm not going to say the word he said. Damn, man. Why don't you tell me this young boy was just like me? His work ethic is crazy. And ever since then, Dwayne said that that's when they became close. So I think there's very few people in the NBA who can say that they've worked as hard as Kobe has. And not to compare, you know, backgrounds or anything like that, but Kobe's work ethic, you know, whatever his father installed in him, or maybe it was just his inner self, it was unstoppable.
Unstoppable, literally. A sports anchor, played 1 year in the league. I forgot the young guy's name, but he said it was their time. They played, he was on the Knicks as a rookie, and it was his time to play the Lakers. And, you know, they get to New York, I mean, they get to L.A., and he comes in, he starts working out. And he says, you know, Kobe was on the other side of the court. He worked out for like an hour and a half. He went to take off his shoes. He was done in about an hour and a half, and Kobe was still performing at the same pace that he was performing however long he was in the gym before he got in there, plus the hour and a half he was there. So next day, obviously, Kobe comes out and smokes the Knicks, you know? And guy comes over to me and goes, Kobe, man, he goes, how long were we working out for you? So he said, and man, he said, I can't tell you that, but he said, listen, I can't let you outwork me.
And that was true.
That was it.
He always put in more hours.
It takes how many hours to master something? And I'm almost confident to say that Kobe Bryant has mastered the time he was alive, he mastered the game of basketball.
100%. He knows basketball in and out. That's why they said his second wind of coaching his daughter. Now he took that knowledge that he had on the court, and now he's going to implement that into young girls. And he was doing that. He was implementing it into these young girls very well. And that's the thing. Kobe was a big WNBA supporter.
Yes.
Girls college supporter.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And then when you have somebody of his caliber going to these games and showing love and pushing that, It's a lot different, because now everyone around the world's like, oh my God, Kobe Bryant likes women's basketball. Well,
yeah.
Let's check it out. Why is he like women's basketball?
Let's give him some more money, man.
You know, and it was just, he was just an overall positive influence for everybody else. And I also seen something today too with Gilbert Arenas. He said to Gilbert Arenas, he goes, you're letting your injuries take over your love for basketball. Stop being a fool and sitting home and watching basketball when you could be teaching young adults the game like you know how to do it. He was like, you're a very smart-minded guy. Why would you not want to show these young adults what basketball really is? And Gilbert Arenas said today I'm starting my coaching career today.
Oh, man.
You know, so now it's basically what's going to happen next. You know, he's been a big influence, and I think him dying, which sucks, this tragedy, I think him, this is going to give people that what he gave them advice, and they might have not jumped on it right away. There's a reason why he told me that, you know, and it just sucks, man. Like I said, I don't have a lot to say about this whole situation. It's hard for me to speak on him itself. To be honest, we just wanted to put this podcast out so you know that we're still here. It's just, you know, just like everybody else, we're going through a rough time as well, you know, coping with this.
Yeah, man. Definitely a hard time dealing with this one, man. This ain't the regular superstar that passes away, man. This is, like I said before, this just feels like it's somebody at your Thanksgiving table that you just lost. But
and some people looked up to him as a, you know, I looked up to him as a role model. But I mean, like, I looked at him as a life model too. You know what I mean? On how to, you know, just be a family man. Forget the money. Forget everything like that. His exact words, the reason why he got a helicopter, is to make sure he could do his job and also be with his family. So a lot of stars don't, I'm not saying forget their family, but they put them on the back burner so they could do their career. And I just think it's very hard to juggle too, but he didn't have an excuse. He still did it. And like I said, it's very rough for me at this time talking about it.
Tragedy, man. So guys, call us up with any questions or anything, any feelings that you guys want to express about Kobe. I know there's a lot of people out there feeling just like us. And
comment, share,
like. Guys, we're doing this, man, because this was our childhood. This was who we watched. This is who graced the court for us. And to see a man go down with his beautiful daughter and a whole bunch of other people, you know, it just puts a damper on, you know, just the world right now. But
thank you for tuning in with us. Thank you for tuning in with us, guys. We're the Overtime Talk, and we'll definitely catch you guys soon, man. Thank you for listening.
Overtime.
6.1 remaining. The Lakers, no timeouts here now. A one-point game. Walton can tip it. Bryant with the save.
Oh, you got to get a shot here.
Final seconds. Bryant for the win. Bang!